WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Progress is being made in resolving issues that Texas wine producers have over chemicals used by cotton farmers drifting into their vineyards.
Seems like there's an easy solution, and hopefully we won't have to come to the Capitol to file legislation. We'll let the farmers work this out.
Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniacs had multiple meetings this week on the issue.
I've had the opportunity to meet with the lobbyists for the wine growers and even the national group, but also more importantly, met with some of the cotton growers and the chemical folks. Before that, I met Monday with TDA to make sure about enforcement and what their plans were with drift and all that.
Cassell says cotton growers have a new seed variety and chemicals that won't drift to nearby vineyards. Concerns from wine producers have included cotton farmers choosing to bypass new varieties of seeds and chemicals for less expensive alternatives that result in herbicides drifting into the vineyards. Groundbreaking took place yesterday in the Bio Corridor at what will be the new home of a worldwide broadband services and technology company, which began in Bryan in 1996.
These serves internet to customers on airplanes, JetBlue, United, Virgin America. We just announced American Airlines, so we'll be converting those airplanes over to our service.
Cody Catalina, a co-founder of Net Near You, is vice president of Viasat's wireless division, which will be relocating to new offices at HSC Parkway and Traditions Drive next year.
We'll have a 24/7 support center in it for many of our customers around the world that will actually call in and use this building.
The 9-acre campus will also include a business incubator for Texas A&M students, along with amenities that will include charging stations for electric cars and 10 full RV hookups during A&M home football weekends. Completion of the 89,000 square foot building is expected in the middle of next year. Charges have been dropped against one of two men arrested following last month's armed robbery of the Stripes convenience store in Bryan at South College in Carson. 31-year-old Jonathan Bradley of Plantersville was released from jail 4 days after his arrest, according to online records. The Eagle first reported the Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced there was insufficient evidence against Bradley. Still in jail is 31-year-old Raphael Ginn of Bryan, who was arrested shortly after the December 22nd holdup and is being held in lieu of bonds totaling $135,000. Neither Bradley or Ginn were charged with shooting a Bryan police officer after the robbery. According to Ginn's arrest report, two men entered the store and took an undisclosed amount of money. Ginn is also accused of driving four others in an SUV. No additional arrests have been made. And the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets is hosting a grand opening event this afternoon to celebrate their newest facility at Fiddler's Green,
which is the area where Parsons Mounted Cavalry has been since 1974. And thanks to the grateful generosity of Dorothy and Artie McFerrin and Malcolm Stewart, both of whom are obviously former students, we've been able to upgrade the facilities out there that were in bad need of repair.
Commandant of the Corps, General Joe Ramirez, says the 4,000-square-foot facility includes a training and instruction area, a storage area for TAC and equipment, and office space. Today's event, located at the corner of FM 2818 and FNB Road, starts at 5:30. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 59 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
All your favorite shows are back. And what do you do if you can't watch them whenever they're playing? Well, obviously, you would set them up on your TiVo if you had Suddenlink. Brad Mitchell here for Suddenlink. And not only that, if you're not there, you're not going to be there to watch your favorite shows and you want to watch them, you can seamlessly take your favorite shows on the go with you with Suddenlink 2Go. It's totally awesome. It's how you can watch TV and movies from your smartphone or tablet anywhere you go with you. It is awesome. Right now, you can get Suddenlink HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $77.99 a month during the Go Switch event with Suddenlink. So you got to get out there and you got to do that. Make the switch. Call them 877-694-9474. Visit Suddenlink.com for more information. I know I never miss my favorite shows because of that. And also, if I ever have a problem, their customer service department is fantastic. 877-694-9474. Visit Suddenlink.com for more information and ask them about those unlimited data plans. Get incredible speed and unlimited data at incredible prices. Suddenlink.com or 877-694-9474.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 to stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Little fog out there, and here's some weather.
There'll be some areas of fog here and there this morning. Other than that, partial sunshine today and warm, highs reaching 75 to 80 degrees as we head through the afternoon. Clouds increase tonight. There could be a stray shower. Nighttime lows around 55. Clouds for tomorrow, a couple of showers possible, 70 to 75. Showers end tomorrow evening. It'll become partly cloudy, breezy, 45 to 50. Then sunny and windy Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's basketball team fell to Missouri last night in overtime. We'll take a look at that. Meanwhile, the Raiders are one step closer to heading to Las Vegas. And in the NBA, Kawhi Leonard led the Spurs to a victory over the Nuggets while the Heat took down the Mavs in Miami. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I got a text this morning from a guy who sent me a picture of the United States with Alaska and Hawaii, mm-hmm. and the entire map was red. And it says, let me find the text. It says, this is the map that shows the states where Donald Trump is president, no matter what your opinion is. So, there you go.
Yep.
Got that going on. All right, so here's what happens. This morning, these are Eastern times because that's where it is. Inauguration Day begins with an early morning service at Washington's St. John's Episcopal Church, which is just a few steps away from the White House. Following Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama, they will ceremoniously welcome Donald Trump and his incoming First Lady wife, Melania. Is that
Melania,
that?
Yes.
Okay, to the White House. Two families will then travel via motorcade to the Capitol. What do you think they're going to talk about?
I could guess.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't even know what President Obama did last night. I mean, we saw P.E. Trump. You know, he did the concert, and then he went out and hung out. Laid a wreath at Arlington.
Him and I think Mike Pence went with him
yesterday.
Too, right?
That was kind of cool.
Yep.
Anyway, so but we don't know what he did last night. Anyhow, then this morning at 8:30, as we're wrapping up our show, the inauguration ceremonies officially begin with musical performances, where Jackie
Ivancha or
Ivanko.
Okay. Yeah, be fine.
I had never heard of her.
All right. Well.
But apparently her sales have skyrocketed.
Well, she's got a great voice. She really does. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyhow, and then some of the Rockettes will appear.
Okay.
And the ones who will kick enthusiastically, the rest of them are going to be sitting on the sidelines, I guess. Mm-hmm. Most members of Congress will be in attendance for that. And of course, we'll talk to Congressman Flores in about 20 minutes, and we'll find out what he's going to do today.
Also in attendance will be the justices of the Supreme Court. They will not dance. It'll just be the Rockettes.
They won't kick.
No, don't think they will. All the living presidents, of course, with the exception of Bush 41, and Hillary will be there, of course. And again, we want a camera on Hillary every second.
Yes.
We don't want to miss
What do they call
thing.
That again? The
slave camera.
Okay.
I think it's probably called a designated camera now, but back in the day, that's
the
what
DC.
They called it.
Yeah,
there you go.
We need a DC on hills.
That's
at the
right.
Whole time.
Let's see what else. Then at noon, he officially places his hand on the Bible.
Both.
Yeah, both of them. And I think as one of our listeners mentioned yesterday.
One's for eBay.
Yeah, one's for the museum.
He is,
and
he
one's
is
for
a businessman.
He does. Don't miss an opportunity.
Did we ever find out what the two, I know one of them's Abraham Lincoln's Bible.
The same Bible on which Abraham Lincoln took his oath of office in 1861.
Wow.
And the Bible Trump was given by his mom when he graduated from Sunday school?
Oh. Okay.
I didn't know that happened.
Me neither.
1955. Trump will then deliver his inaugural address. And then they'll head off to lunch at the Capitol.
Maybe it's
building.
The equivalent of like confirmation.
Could be. Could
in
very
the
well
Catholic
be.
Church. I don't know what he is.
About 20 minutes is what the address is going to be, I think, is what they're telling us.
And then, short and sweet, because we got to get to work. Dang, the movement.
Straight.
That's right.
Continues.
Got to get those people over there to vote on his secretary so you can get them in office. The inaugural parade will march from the Capitol to the White House, 1.5 miles on Pennsylvania Avenue. 8,000 people expected to participate in the parade, including various high school and college marching bands. Now, I'm watching a little bit of the concert last night. I saw Toby Keith's set, his musical set. And, of course, there's P.E. Trump sitting and watching this and nodding his head or trying to keep beat with the music. Okay, he's 70 years old. I'm going to guess country's not his favorite music.
Yeah.
I'm just going to guess. But those are the guys and gals who said they'd come perform.
Yep.
So that's what he had. And the songs were great. You know,
very patriotic.
Very much. American Soldier. Mm-hmm. I mean, Made in America. He did a lot of that's what his set was. But how, and then Trump is going to sit and watch the parade. Now,
did he do Red Solo Cup?
He did. He held up his Red Solo Cup. He may have done
perfect.
That. I don't know, but he did. He had his Red Solo Cup. He did.
He does have a song called Red Solo Cup.
Yeah. Well, and I think, and he did Whiskey for My Men and Beer for
yes.
My Horses.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Great song.
Which, yeah. And,
man, I forget how much I like Toby. Living in your radio, baby.
Just it's fun.
Living in your radio.
Yep. And so then he's going to sit through this parade. And I just don't think he sits still that long. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, he's going to have a leg bouncing or something. I mean, he's going to be charged up, ready to get going on
hopefully
that stuff.
It's to the beat.
Yep. And then tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, is when they'll have the inaugural balls. They'll get started, and they'll do some of that. So, anyhow. And
just a reminder, we do have the Elite and Lil Wranglers from Bryan College Station are performing.
There you go.
I just got a text that said they are performing in the parade.
And it's pretty cool.
One of the wonderful things is, you know, all it takes is one camera capturing that, and then it'll be out on the Internet. So
yeah,
if they don't happen to get much camera time on the broadcast itself, then you'll be able to see
we'll
that.
We'll still see something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, emoji news this morning. Emoji
Woo!
News.
Yay,
okay.
Finally.
Now, let me digress for just a second. Did we have any tweets we needed to mention? Did he do anything this
You morning? Know, really the only thing that he has said was just talking about all the events.
All right.
Okay. He did say, this was stated by Reverend Franklin Graham, it wasn't Donald Trump that divided this country. This country has been divided for a long time.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So, but yeah, other than that, just a bunch of pictures and stuff from all the events.
Okay. And then, of course, the other thing that's going on, the reason that they have to have the inauguration away from the White House is that they got to move stuff.
Right.
It's moving day.
That is bizarre and just crazy.
Yeah.
5 craziest hours in the White House. The outgoing family moving trucks escorted by Secret Service and officers of the U.S. Park Service will pull up on the west side of the South Portico driveway and the incoming on the other side of it. Okay? And I mean, boom, there they go. All the boxes that are owned by the incoming first family are emptied of clothes and placed in closets and drawers, and the first family's favorite products are in there. Like he doesn't use the same toothpaste that Obama does, so they're going to bring that in. They have to make sure he has the right shaving cream.
Ugh,
so
man.
That the guy who shaves him, because I'm sure he doesn't shave
Talk
himself.
Talk about being in charge of that swap.
Yeah,
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, Yep. And that's the other thing. And then, you know, you got to bring in their mattresses and their linens. Did they buy new mattresses and linens for this? Or are they bringing the ones from one of his hotels nearby?
I would say, really? You just got to get a new one, you know? I mean, because you're moving into a brand new place. Yep. He's got a lot of money, you know? Why not?
They changed the shower heads.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That
seems unnecessary.
Is there going to be a bunch of really neat stuff on eBay in the next week or so?
Ooh, maybe.
What do you think? Just say
Obama's shower head right. In the 31st bathroom.
Yes, yeah,
in the left west wing.
And if you're one of those people who still doesn't want him to be president, even though he takes the oath of office, Chrome has come to your rescue. If you're not on board with the presidency, then download the, air quotes here, President Trump Chrome extension. It looks at any web page that you visit, and it changes the words President Trump to President with quotes around it, Trump. I know. Just saying.
I can't.
Somebody did. Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Okay. Now emoji news, emoji okay. news, emoji news. Emoji with red hair
is
on the agenda for the next meeting of the Unicode Technical Committee. That's the organization that sets standards for the emoji.
Can't discriminate against the gingers.
We have to have a group, a committee to do that. And Apple is hosting the meeting. It begins on January the 23rd at its campus in Cupertino, California. So that'll be happening. And even more, you know Patrick Stewart, right?
Of course.
Patrick Stewart played Jacques Picard in Star Trek. Star Trek.
Got mm-hmm. it. Okay.
Not Star Wars. Also, he was a professor in the X-Men, right? Now he is going to voice a pile of poop in the upcoming Emoji movie.
Yeah.
Thus answering the question, does poop talk?
Well, it smiles and it has eyeballs in the emoji, so.
Is that right? They already have one of the, I didn't.
One of the originals, one of the emoji
really?
OGs.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Isn't
Some people try to argue that it's like the top of a chocolate ice cream cone.
That would sound so much better.
But it's not. It's definitely poop.
It made this weird surge in popularity, too, like right before Christmas, and like all these kids were asking for poop emoji
pillows and stuff.
Yeah. Like, my niece was really excited that she got a poop emoji pillow.
Okay. There's some pop culture I haven't heard about, and that was one of
them. Well, there you go.
All right, that's good.
You love her to the moon and back, so treat your little lady to a night that is out of this world. Brenham National Bank presents the Daddy-Daughter Dance, benefiting the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley on February 3rd and 4th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations now by calling 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
All right, two callers dropped off, so call me back. I'm going to answer the phone. Hello.
Yeah, aren't you glad that you can't smell the emojis?
Yeah, thank you.
Good point.
Yeah, the phones
except
exploded.
The food emoji, that would be fun if you could smell it.
Exploded when we
talked about poop emojis.
Poop emoji.
I'm trying
okay.
to, yeah. Y'all
go ahead. Go ahead, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, it's actually Jean-Luc Picard, not Jacques Picard.
Okay, thank you. All right, good. All right, it's better than
talking. Oh, so he's a French poop?
It's better than talking.
Yep, yep.
Poop emoji. All right, 722.
Guilty of thinking the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A+ rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at WC Tractor, Brazos Valley's only Kubota E-Lead dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of 4 models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Visit one of their 4 Kubota E-Lead dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st, 2017, call toll-free 1-888-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Washington County Tractor, people and products to you can trust.
Come join fellow conservatives as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, Thursday, January 26th at the Hilton College Station, featuring keynote speaker, Fox News contributor, and decorated war veteran Pete Hegseth. As the former CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, Hegseth built the largest conservative veterans advocacy organization in America and led the charge for real reform at the Department of Veterans Affairs. For more information on the 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, log on to BrazosGOP.org.
724, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, of course, presidents receive gifts during their term of office. You know, that's one of the things you can, for instance, if you go to the Bushatorium, you can see some of the gifts that, President Bush 41 received while he was in office. Mm-hmm. But it does bring to mind a situation that happened in 1861 when Abraham Lincoln, president, received a lot of swag from the king of, well, what was called Siam at that time. And in addition to that kind of stuff, ceremonial swords and pictures of the king and his daughters, he also sent along two giant elephant tusks with a note that said, "If you will accept it, we will begin sending elephants over to the United States so that they can procreate and we'll have elephants running loose in the forest."
Oh.
Yeah. And
sounds like a good idea.
Yes, it's very true.
Uh-huh.
However, then you get into some kind of a burdensome situation diplomatically because, well, you know, elephants probably wouldn't be able to rumble through here like they maybe did in Siam in 1861, but you don't want to hurt the king's feelings, mm-hmm. right?
Uh-huh.
So you don't want to reject the gift. They wrote, "The government would not hesitate to avail itself of so generous an offer if the object were one which would be made practically useful for the present condition of the United States. Our climate does not necessarily lend itself to that, with latitudes and longitudes where the temperatures are completely different. But the most important thing is any gift that you give to the president actually belongs to the people of the United States.
Mm.
And so we can't do that." So tragedy was averted, and we don't have elephants roaming the streets on Bryan College Station because of
and
that.
And what a diplomatic answer.
Yes, you know? And we thank God.
I did find out what St. Agnes is a saint of.
If you weren't here the first thing this morning, we were talking about this is St. Agnes Day, and I think tomorrow is the feast of St. Agnes.
It is. You are correct.
You can find out, ladies, you can find out the man that you're going to marry by doing some sort of knitting thing and talking about some verse, and then you dream.
If you just drink a lot of wine and then go to sleep, whoever you dream about, that's who your future husband's going to be. That's what I took from that.
That's it. And
morning.
So then Chelsea asked, you know, what is St. Agnes the patron saint of? So what did we find?
So among other things, she is the patron saint of chastity, gardeners, girls, and engaged couples.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How do gardeners fit into that?
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
Is probably there, like maybe doing some more research I could find
okay,
out.
Okay, sure.
Like a fertility thing probably.
Why not?
It
could
know.
Be that. Yeah. Is there a St. Agnes plant? I mean, who knows?
Ooh.
Ooh, we're getting lost in the internet.
Yeah, we are.
727. All right, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, already seen the fog out there. That'll burn off. We're going to get to see some sunshine today. They promise that we will. And we'll have a high of 74, which should be pretty nice. Tomorrow, 76 with a slight chance of showers. Then turns kind of breezy on Sunday, but lots of sunshine. 64 will be our high temperature. But on Sunday, the winds will be up at about 30 miles an hour, probably out of the northwest. So it'll be kind of cool. 44 is our low temperature on Sunday night. Then we got sunshine and 68 on Monday. Peeking ahead to Tuesday, if it's correct, we'll have sunshine and a high of 76 degrees. Your typical January in Texas, hey?
Some of us will start the day off with some patchy fog.
No, I know. We already did that. I just did the weather. Okay?
Trust a Thank real you. Estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
At noon, the reign of Barack Hussein I comes to a screeching halt. And as he leaves, there's finally a glimmer of hope, a chance to restore America to heights that some no longer believe possible. Some millennials, for instance, don't know what it's like to live in a country that's booming with jobs, industry, and energy. They don't know because under Obama, a declining economy was the new normal. There's a chance to reverse the lawless culture that Obama and his Democrats also made the new normal, a culture that openly flouts immigration laws in hundreds of cities that give sanctuary to lawbreakers as unaccompanied minors are encouraged across the border illegally by the tens of thousands for one reason only. They are future Democrat voters. That lawless culture also saw the IRS brazenly target the regime's political opponents with no penalty, as agency after agency refused to comply with congressional oversight. There's a chance also to restore the military. For the last 8 years, the U.S. military has been a showcase for social justice reform, as their ability to defend the country steadily weakened. And there's a chance to repeal Obamacare. 20,000 pages. New regulations killed jobs, disrupted innovation, ruined the doctor-patient relationship, and ended up increasing the cost of health care, not lowering it. It was normal years ago to see America as the world's leading economy and the world's inspiration. America was the solution to the world's problems, and we can make that the new normal again. And we will.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byanski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank, where customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A wireless broadband company founded in Bryan in 1996, which was acquired by an international corporation in 2014, will be in new offices in the Bio Corridor next year. Cody Catalina, a co-founder of Net Near You and now the vice president of the wireless division of Viasat, was among the speakers at yesterday's groundbreaking at the HSC Parkway in Traditions Drive.
We provided internet service on Navy bases around the world, in Bahrain, in Dubai. Just did a large deployment in Cuba, all over the United States. We are embarking on projects in Mexico right now where we are actually going into villages that have no telephone service, no internet at all, no cell coverage, and we're deploying high-speed Wi-Fi service for these folks.
Viasat, which currently employs 170, will have room for 300 to serve customers 24/7.
We're building a dedicated student incubator area in the building so that students that have projects at A&M can come over, do their projects in our building, learn a little bit about the Viasat culture, see what a Corpus campus is like, and it's a way for us to recruit those students for future employment.
Amenities on the 9-acre campus will include a lake and a greenbelt area.
Charging station for electric cars, and last but not least, 10 full RV hookups for game days.
The project is part of an economic development agreement with the cities of College Station in Bryan and Brazos County. Issues between Texas wine and cotton producers are expected to be resolved without having to go to the state legislature. That's the hope of Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell, who said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs he met with people involved with both crops, the state agriculture department, and chemical companies.
These folks have an incredible new cottonseed and herbicides that has a low volatility, it's stable and safe, and cannot be applied with aerial spray and only use certain nozzles. So it will keep this product on the cotton and should ensure a healthy wine crop in the neighbor's fields next door.
Cassell says grape growers continue to expand in the Texas Panhandle, where cotton has been king.
You know, the footprint of vineyards in the Panhandle was about 1,000 acres originally, and in 3 to 4 years, we're already north of 10,000 acres of vines up there, which is staggering.
Concerns from wine producers have included cotton farmers choosing to bypass new varieties of seeds and chemicals for less expensive alternatives that result in herbicides drifting into vineyards. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Texas from ousting Planned Parenthood from the state's Medicaid program over secretly recorded videos taken by anti-abortion activists in 2015. Planned Parenthood's Yvonne Gutierrez says this means
that is in order for the judge to get additional information from counsel from both sides and give him an appropriate time to move forward.
The state claimed the healthcare provider violated medical and ethical standards as seen on videos released by anti-abortion activists. The Texas restrictive abortion law that went into effect in 2013 made a big impact.
The Journal of the American Medical Association study shows it most affected women in rural areas where the rate plummeted 50% after 20 of the 41 clinics in Texas were shuttered. All of those were in rural and mid-sized cities. Study co-author Dr. Daniel Grossman adds there were more second trimester abortions.
It went up by a little over 25%. That's concerning from a public health perspective because it is associated with a higher rate of complications. It's more expensive for women. It's harder to access.
He says that may be a result of women needing more time to arrange transportation. Statewide, the drop was 14%. The Supreme Court overturned parts of the law last year, but none of the clinics have reopened. Austin York, TSN News.
A Grimes County man who was one of two men arrested following last month's armed robbery of a Bryan convenience store is out of jail after charges were dropped. According to online records from the Brazos County Jail, 31-year-old Jonathan Bradley of Plantersville was released 4 days after his arrest. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office, as first reported by the Eagle, reports there is insufficient evidence against Bradley. A Bryan man, 31-year-old Raphael Ginn, remains in jail in lieu of bonds totaling $135,000 from the December 22nd holdup of the Stripe store at South College in Carson. Neither Bradley or Ginn were charged with shooting a Bryan police officer shortly after the robbery. You're invited to today's grand opening of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets' newest facility, the Dorothy and Arthur McFerrin Parsons Mounted Cavalry Headquarters. The Commandant General Joe Ramirez says the new building at Fiddler's Green has 4,000 square feet of multipurpose space.
We were in bad need of a new facility to be able to store our tack for the horses, our cannons, all of the equipment that's associated with preparing the horses to ride, as well as office space and conference room space.
General Ramirez says today's event, which begins at 5:30, will include speeches from university officials and the donors.
And then we are going to shoot a ceremonial round out of our cannon, the Spirit of O2, for each of them and give each of them a ceremonial canister to commemorate the event.
The new facility is located at the corner of FM 2018 and F&B Road. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 59 degrees. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Good morning, 738, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Some of us will start the day off with some patchy fog. Other than that, a partly sunny day shaping up for the region. It'll be warm with temperatures between 75 and 80 this afternoon. Clouds will move in tonight. By morning, there could be an isolated shower, 55. Clouds for tomorrow. There's the chance of a couple of showers during the day, 70 to 75. Showers end tomorrow evening. It'll turn partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 45 to 50. Sunshine, windy, and cooler for Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the Aggie women's basketball team's loss to Missouri last night in overtime. Meanwhile, Lori Williams has been named Senior Associate Athletics Director at Texas A&M. And in the NBA, the Spurs took down the Nuggets in San Antonio, but the Mavs couldn't overcome the Heat in Miami. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, let's head out to Washington, D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Make America great again.
Yeah. Got any plans for today, or are you just going to kill?
I thought I'd just chill out of the apartment.
Yeah, there you go. I want to ask you a couple of questions before we get into the inauguration itself. I want to get, of course, your feeling on the number of pardons that the president has given, and, of course, the Chelsea Manning one seems to be the keystone of that entire argument. What's your thoughts about that?
Oh, I think it's reprehensible. And I don't know how we can do it under our Constitution, because I think the president has unlimited authority to do it. But it seems to me like we ought to find a way to put some sort of limitations on the president doing that during the time period between an election and the inauguration. But to release as many people as the last president, 10 presidents combined, have done is just reprehensible, particularly the Manning commutation. That's just awful. I mean, that guy... I know firsthand, because I went and read the report, the classified reports, about how much damage he did in the nation's security, and there is no way he or she should have been let out of prison ever. And so, it just shows his total disregard for the respect of the American people, for our national security, for the national security of our allies around the world. I think it's just kind of the capstone of the way he's viewed the United States' role in the world and the role of our government altogether. I just thought it was horrible.
You know, the first thing I thought when I read that, I knew what your response would be, but I'd like to hear what Lloyd Doggett has to say about that. I'd like to hear what Democrats in the Texas caucus have to say about that.
Yeah, well, most of them aren't here today because they decided to boycott. So, you know, I'll tell you what, speaking of the boycott by the Democrats, here's what I wish we had known. I wish we had known in time that they were going to do this, because we could have gone to every one of those districts and invited a wounded warrior to sit in our seat
on the
podium with us, because to show how those districts have been abandoned by the representatives. I just think it's childish and reprehensible. Look, I said when President Obama was sworn in 4 years ago, I didn't boycott. I just went up there and did my duty as a member of Congress to support the president who had just gotten reelected.
I didn't like it, but I did. He is our president. That's the bottom line. And now tell me where we are from the last opportunity we had to talk, which was last Wednesday. You know, there are some Republican governors who are a little bit uncomfortable about the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, and I know what you're trying to do is reassure everyone, including the elected leaders in states, that there is going to be something, that there'll be a bridge that takes us from today to what the future is. Is that getting fleshed out a little more, and what can you tell us about that today?
Well, we haven't fleshed out a lot this week, because really the only day we've been in session is today. The inauguration is essentially a joint session of Congress, and so we haven't had time to work on any policy since last Friday. That said, next week, from Wednesday through Friday, we are going to be on a retreat. We Republicans are going to be on a retreat with our Republican senators, and it's our goal to finish filling in the blanks, if you will, for the blueprint of the Obamacare replacement. And part of that will include Medicaid reform, so that states can, to the extent that they want to expand coverage under Medicaid, will have the ability to do that and the flexibility. Today, states are forced to adjudicate a program that is written by federal bureaucrats, and in the future, they'll have the flexibility to write a program that's better for each state. I mean, covering the population in Texas is totally different than covering the population in Vermont.
Sure.
And so I'd rather our local governors and state leaders had the chance to design Medicaid to fit Texans rather than what a bunch of bureaucrats in D.C. have done. So, the other thing, too, is I want to say this. There will be no abrupt cancellation of Obamacare. Obamacare will continue in place until the new replacement has gone into effect. And so you'll have a seamless transition for those folks that are on Medicaid expansion today or who have Obamacare for pre-existing conditions or who are 26 years old and don't have parents' health care. We will continue all those things, although they won't be under Obamacare. They'll be under a replacement program that makes the health care more accessible and more affordable.
Sure. Congressman Bill Flores is joining us in D.C. Okay, so it's a 8:45 up there. Tell me what your how's your day work out from here until this evening?
Well, we got up and left the apartment early this morning to get over here, and we actually got here quite a lot quicker than we did in last inauguration. And so my family is in here in my office with me, and we are waiting till about 9:15, and then my two sons and my daughter-in-law will go out and go through the security checkpoint to go to their spots. Gina and I will head over to the Capitol, and she'll wait in the family room, and then all the spouses will be taken as a group to their seating area. And then we will be escorted out about 9:45 to the podium behind where the president will be sworn in.
So the members of Congress all sit in a section together. Their spouses are out in the audience. Now, how many tickets did you get for your district to distribute to the inauguration?
We had 177 tickets, and actually, believe it or not, 30 of them were not claimed yesterday. Hmm. And so we've got the little wranglers here in town, and some of those parents didn't ask for tickets. So when I saw them at Black Tie and Boots last night, we made arrangements for them to get the extra tickets.
Oh, great.
So hopefully our staff assistant is going to meet up with them in a few minutes, give them the tickets, so they'll be able to go. By the way, I'll tell you, the little wranglers and the elite wranglers did a great job of representing our district last night. The Crawford High School Band is also one of the groups from the district that will be in the parade. They were at Black Tie and Boots, and they're going to do a great job representing Central Texas and Brazos Valley as well.
Now, does everyone from the district sit as a group in the audience?
No, our tickets are split up. There are about seven or eight sections with what I would call reserved areas with that are ticketed. And then so I gave them out in those sections. And then there's sort of a great big public area and the rest of the mall behind that. And so you don't need a ticket for that.
Okay, got it. Okay.
We give these tickets to the people that wanted them.
And then after the swearing in and that's over, then what's the rest of your day look like?
Well, what happens is the president-elect will go back into the Capitol. He'll have a quick lunch. Former President Obama will go through the Capitol, come out the other side, and then Marine One, which I think will be called Executive One, will take him away.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come back to our office, and then we'll decide which one of the parade viewing venues we want to go to. And then tonight we've got the inaugural ball.
Sure. Well, there you go. It's an exciting time, and it feels better than the last two you've been to, I guess.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I sense a sense of optimism on Main Street and every town in my district, and also the sense of optimism among our House colleagues is really incredible these days. I'm really looking forward to the next couple of years.
Hoping the Republican Party is able to make the most of the situation that they have. Congressman Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays usually, but you'll be able to hear our entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Well, enjoy yourself while you're up there, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Same here, and I ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women. Also, we have 103 law enforcement personnel from Brazos Valley up here, so say an extra prayer for them, too.
We'll do it. Thank you, sir.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take her old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl. Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Happy Inauguration Day. No, I mean it. No matter who you voted for, this is a special day. The inauguration marks the peaceful transfer of power from one president to the next. It's one of the most significant events in our republic. From the beginning of man until today, when one group of people secures power over another, they cling to it at all costs. Every war that's ever been fought has had that battle for power at its core. Atrocities have been committed to retain that power. Entire nations have collapsed into ruin because power was mishandled. And yet, for nearly 250 years, America has uniquely distinguished itself as a country committed to keeping power in the hands of the people. At least every 4 to 8 years, an outgoing president, the most powerful leader in the free world, elected by the people, willingly and peacefully transfers his influence over the entire nation to a successor, also elected by the people. The inauguration of a new president is truly a remarkable event, and it reflects all that's right about America and its people. For all of our flaws as a nation, we do democracy better than any country in the world. Election cycles can be long, and candidates may say nasty things about each other. But our peaceful transfer of power is something we can all be proud of, regardless of whether our candidate won or lost. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Attention investors, your IRA or 401k may be at risk again. The stock market crash of 2008 wiped out as much as 50% of IRA and 401k accounts. Can you afford to lose again when the next crash comes? What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in your hands? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer a portion of your retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807 and receive a free gold and silver IRA guide. There's no obligation. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% five-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call 855-858-5807 now. 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807.
No. Okay, let's do some sports. Yeah.
It is sports time, right?
Yeah, I got confused. Go ahead.
All right. Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51.
In A&M women's basketball, the Aggies fell short in overtime at Missouri last night. Sophie Cunningham made a layup with 3.5 seconds left to play to send the game to overtime, where Missouri would defeat number 25 A&M 78-76 at Mizzou Arena. Four Aggies scored in double figures, led by Curtis Knox with 25. Kyla Hilsman added 19, Danny Williams had 13, and Taylor Cooper chipped in 11. Hilsman led the Aggies with 11 rebounds for her ninth double-double of the season. The Maroon and White return to action on Sunday to host LSU at 4 p.m. inside Reed Arena. Pregame will be at 3:45, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Aggie men's basketball team is back in action on its home court for an early affair tomorrow when Texas A&M hosts Georgia at 11 a.m. Pregame will be at 10:30, and you can hear it all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Aggie Director of Athletics Scott Woodward announced yesterday that Lori Williams has been named a Senior Associate Athletics Director at Texas A&M. Her job with athletics will focus on Title IX compliance in addition to overall campus discipline, diversity, and inclusion. She'll also work with risk management and have oversight of academic services and student-athlete engagement. In the NFL, the potential move of the Oakland Raiders to Las Vegas has started. The NFL and the Clark County Commission chairman have confirmed that owner Mark Davis has filed the paperwork for a move to the gambling Mecca. Any relocation to Las Vegas must be approved by 3/4 of NFL team owners. In Major League Baseball, right-hander Mike Fiers and the Houston Astros have avoided salary arbitration, agreeing to a $3.45 million one-year contract. The deal yesterday avoided a hearing next month. Astros pitchers Colin McHugh and Will Harris and first baseman Marwin Gonzalez remain scheduled for hearings. Meanwhile, right-hander Tyson Ross and the Texas Rangers have completed a $6 million one-year contract after the pitcher, who made only one start last season, passed a physical. The deal announced yesterday includes the potential to make another $3 million in incentives. In the NBA,
mid-post, Leonard takes all the way inside, left-hand slam by Kawhi Leonard. Oh, my goodness.
Kawhi Leonard scored 34 points. Rookie DeJounte Murray added a season-high 24, and the San Antonio Spurs overcame a pregame injury to Pau Gasol in beating the Denver Nuggets 118-104 last night. The Spurs were unexpectedly without Gasol, Tony Parker, and then coach Greg Popovich. Gasol and Parker were both late scratches due to injury, and Popovich was ejected for the first time this season. In Miami,
Johnson sticks in the shot clock. Dragic, long three, got it! Oh, the Dragon from way downtown!
Goran Dragic had 32 points. Tyler Johnson scored 10 of his 23 in the fourth quarter, and the Miami Heat topped the Dallas Mavericks 99-95 last night. Dirk Nowitzki scored 19 points for Dallas, which had its season-best three-game winning streak snapped. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. We're hanging out with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. Now, the kids have been through football and volleyball. We gearing up baseball, softball yet, or are we still playing hoops?
Right now, we're playing basketball.
Okay.
Actually, well, my daughter's playing travel volleyball, and then Hunter's playing basketball at CSMS.
So. Oh, okay. So she's on the travel team.
This is our first year. We're trying it.
Well, and?
It's great, man. She loves it. You know, she had to travel around with Hunter when he did the 7-on-7 stuff, so now it's her turn, and he's not really liking it because he doesn't want to go. But
he's like the Game Boy King, I'm sure, now.
Yeah, now he's just riding, so it's been fun.
I bet.
It's something to be said about traveling with your family. It keeps, you know, gets all four of you in the vehicle, and then staying in hotel rooms and all that stuff, so you get to spend a lot of time together.
I vividly remember it myself. So what's our deal of the day today?
The deal of the day is a 2013 Ford Edge for $14,488.
Find all the details at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com.
With Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you'll be able to make hay while the sun shines. Right now, get a John Deere round or square baler with 0% interest for 48 months. Pair it up with a John Deere 5E series tractor, and you'll be able to do more for less than expected. Stop by and visit one of our five convenient locations today, or shop hay tools and tractors online at cptractor.com. Offer ends January 31st, 2017. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. Other offers available. See dealer for details.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, we were talking about the numbers and stuff like that. We're always kind of mentioning that. And and earlier on when we talked this year, it was a little bit too close to the beginning of the year to really kind of flesh out how the year went. How did the end of the year turn out?
It was an interesting reflection of the entire year. So, you know, December was a month where we finished about $500,000 ahead of what we did last year. And that's how the year wound up. You know, we had many months in the first part of the year where we were starting to see that wobble effect that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. So more listings, slightly less demand. July, August, September, and October were the 4 months where we actually saw that we were pacing year to date behind 2015. But then we had that really strong November. And then a December that was reflective of the rest of the year. So the year, it finished out strong and balanced, which was kind of the real estate theme for the year. We had a balanced market.
Very cool. And you called it. Get in touch with the experts over at Zweiker & Associates, ZARealestate.com.
Good morning, the Infomaniacs. About 3 minutes till, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer at Bryan and Navasota. Well, we were talking emojis earlier.
We were.
And we were talking about Patrick Stewart, who played Jean-Luc Picard. Hell, how's that?
There you go.
Okay. Is going to be talking poop in the emoji movie. Is that right?
So
what have we found out?
Well, we found out, because some of you may know that Siri, when she is reading certain things, she will read what the emoji is.
Oh, yeah.
And so to demonstrate that there is such thing as, and it is poop, it is not a chocolate ice cream cone, I have added the emoji to the end of Brad's name in my phone, and I will now ask Siri to call Brad. So
okay,
here we go.
All right.
Call Brad Mitchell.
Calling Brad Mitchell, smiling pile of poo.
So I'm a smiling pile of poo.
Let's
now.
Hear it one more time. One more time for everybody. Call Brad Mitchell.
Calling Brad Mitchell, smiling pile of poo.
Perfect.
So he did call me a smiling pile of poo. So.
Wow.
Call Brad Mitchell, smiling pile of poo.
I love it. Well, I guess you could actually just put a false name in your phone book, right?
Sure.
That would be smiling pile of poo.
So anytime they called, smiling pile of poo calling.
Thanks, Chelsea. I appreciate it.
I think I'm going to leave it in my contacts as Brad Mitchell's smiling pile of poo.
I like it. Okay. All right. If you want people to like you, don't call them a smiling pile of poo. But how you make eye contact has a big impact on how others perceive you, according to Nicholas Brotham, who's written a book called How to Make People Like You in 90 Seconds or Less. Yeah, but after they get to know you, they may change their mind. Just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's eye contact. There's a formula that makes people really want to know you more. First, establish eye contact. Then look away briefly. Next, make eye contact again. It's just that simple. The problem is he doesn't say, that makes it mysterious, he says, and that's more interesting.
Okay.
Simple but effective. But again, if you look for 2 seconds too long, then it becomes creepy, see?
Right.
So that sounds really easy, but I don't know that it's necessarily...
Practice with your friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good news. We do have breakfast pizza at the Tedco on Harvey in Texas.
Somebody went and checked that out for us.
They did. Joseph Orr, thank you very much.
Okay,
He went in and checked it out and sent a picture.
Harvey and Texas.
Right. So it's by Specs.
Got it. Okay.
Yep,
okay.
That one right on the corner.
All right. Excellent. All right.
Now so we know.
We do.
There is breakfast pizza.
And you know it's healthy and delicious.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fresh because you watch it get cooked right before your very eyes.